friend Dale Dobson's with us. And Dale, you guys have your symposium coming up this week in Elizabethtown. Tell us what all you got planned for this year.
Well, this year's safety symposium, I figured up this morning, this is our 29th annual safety symposium from when I started teaching farm safety on the farm back here in 1994. And this year, on Saturday and Sunday, we got some big hands-on rescue classes where we'll be driving tractors up on cars, recreating accidents on the road, or we'll have a four-wheeler and a sinkhole or lawnmower or tractors turned over. And that's just a part of the Dixie Fire School this weekend. But the big thing is Friday night, be the 29th annual Lewis Cozier Farm Safety Symposium. And we named it after Lewis Cozier many years ago because we all consider him the grandfather of farm rescue on that part there. And we lost him a few years ago to cancer. So we named the program Lewis Cozier Safety Symposium. Now this year, our topic is kind of special to us. It's called Share the Rope. And being here in Hardin County and surrounding counties, we have a lot of good farmers. And we want them to be safe. And now Ford Motor Company has purchased the land and building a plant here in Glendale, Kentucky. I mean, that's 5 miles from my farm, and that's right here in the heart of Kentucky. We figured it is time to really bring some education to share the road here, because we're going to have some many more people here over the next few years that don't understand us as farmers. So we're going to educate the farmers about sharing the road, and we're going to talk to the public about, if you see a slow-moving sign, you know, be aware it's slow-moving equipment. But on the Share the Road, we got people coming up such as, we got Mr. Joe Nichols from Seven Springs in Western Kentucky. Going to come and talk about why farmers do what they do. And he's also got a little thing he's wrote called What If, he's going to read Friday night. And the What If really makes you think, what if you have a bad day? You know, it's about getting home. And then we got Mr. Jason Morse with Kentucky State Police coming. And Jason is probably one of the most knowledgeable young men you'll ever meet about laws and rules of the road. And the more we understand the laws and the rules, the easier it is to help us to share the road. And then we're going to bring in Mr. Clint Quarles, staff attorney for Kentucky Department of Agriculture. Clint is very, very knowledgeable on the laws and rules of the road, but he's also a lawyer. And he follows cases around the United States, and he's going to give us an idea that if something other happens, what it's going to cost to help us even prevent things more. And Clint is also a farmer. He drives combines around New Circle Road in Lexington, so he understands being on the road. And then something new that I've never had added into the Share the Road before, it's Dr. Wayne Sanderson from the University of Kentucky Southeast Injury Prevention Center. Wayne's going to talk about some issues that we have with Share the Road and how we can help make things better and how we can do more education in the future to help people understand what farmers and farm equipment is. And he's working with some other universities around Southeast United States on this same subject. This is not just a Kentucky issue. This is a nation issue. We got more people and more drivers on the road than we ever had. We got big and large farm equipment, and we're farming more up and down the highways. And to really be a true good farmer nowadays and move equipment, we have to learn to manage the road and the issues of moving equipment from farm to farm, along with managing the inputs in our crops and what we're doing every day. And the better we do this, the less stress we have, and the safer we all are. That's what I'm trying to accomplish this year.
And I know you guys invite anybody to come out and be a part of it, right?
Yes, sir. Doors wide open. We'll be at the Hardin County Extension Office. And we start at 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Doors are open to anybody. And the address, in case anybody needs the address, is 111 Opportunity Way, Elizabethtown, Kentucky. We are at the start or the end of the WK Parkway, depends on which way you're going, right there. And now, corner of WK Parkway and Ring Road in Elizabethtown, 111 Opportunity Way. please come on out, open the doors, walk in, join us. It's free. Doors open to anybody. Learn about Share the Road. Let's be better farmers. Let's be better stewards of the land, and let's learn to manage the highway safely and with less stress.
And, of course, your weekend events, where does that take place, Dale?
The weekend events on the farm rescue stuff will be at the extension office, too. Out there at the extension office is where we'll be doing all the farm rescue stuff. We're going to have some firefighter survival and rescue out there. We'll have an auto extrication class out there. And then the rest of the fire, the flashover, the burning, the fire truck driving, and the EMS classes portion of Dixie Fire School will be at Lisford Town Community and Technical College.
Like a good couple of days of training for folks and good opportunity for people to get out, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Very good.
We look to have a great time training.
Absolutely.
They say it may be a little snow on us, but regardless what the weather is, we train on. We train and prepare. And sometimes we wonder if all this is worth our time. When we did our first program here in 94, we averaged 50 fatalities a year. The past couple of years, we've averaged 12 farm fatalities a year. So, question I ask, is it worth our time?